Jason won that match against Shane, and Shane's a king, and he went up and stood in his chair. You don't stand in the king's chair.
Welcome back to another episode of the Cue It Up podcast, and we are going to be interviewing Chris Santana this week for his work with Fast and Loose and their new hosting website for the apparel for different organizations. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since we've chatted, Chris. How's everything been?
It's been great, man. I have some pretty cool things to talk about today. Life's been great. I think. When we last spoke, I may have had a newborn, and now he's 3 months, so that's running my life. But it's great being a dad, and it's great being a small business owner in the industry.
Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah, sure, and it's actually good to hear from you, Nate. We haven't done a podcast in about what maybe like 2 months or something.
Yeah, a little while.
Yeah, since then I think you've gotten married, and you had a pretty cool event over there in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
How's the married life?
Oh, you know, I just feel like the freedom's been ripped out of me and I haven't been happy since. But besides that, it's great.
Yeah, I'm the same, man. Although I'm pretty happy in mine. I'm glad it's going good for you, man.
The wifey listens to the podcast, so I get to make fun of her all I want. And then I always get slapped in the back of the head at some point in time that night. So it's always a good time.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, so how did that Wisconsin event go? You had a bunch of apparel you were promoting, Cue It Up, and I understand that the Wisconsin billiard scene is pretty big, and you're sort of at the epicenter, right?
Yeah, so the Wisconsin pool scene we're definitely pretty spoiled in Wisconsin, and to anybody who doesn't actually branch out outside of Wisconsin, who is in Wisconsin, they think everything like this is the way that it is everywhere, and it's just not. So we're super spoiled in Wisconsin. But yeah, so anybody who swung by the booth and picked up a hoodie or a towel or a patch, all of those came from the actual thing that we're going to be talking about today. So that is all from Chris Santana and his organization. So I am going to ruin it if I just talk about what it is. So why don't you tell us a brief backstory as to what it is and where the idea came from?
Yeah, I'm pretty glad that we were able to provide all those cool things for you, man. So yeah, so what we're launching, what I've launched recently, I've been working on for the last, let's say maybe 3 months, you know, part-time, because I do work full-time separately. Launching something called Fast and Loose Collabs. It's basically collaborating with different brands and companies in the billiards industry to get them to sell apparel, sell different customizable printed products, things like, you know, your t-shirts, hoodies, hats, patches, towels, women's apparel, anything you can think of that is customizable as apparel, I can provide. And the difference between this and, you know, setting one up yourself is that I've already got all the tools set up for it. For anybody that's interested in either launching their own apparel brand, or maybe you already have a company and the apparel is just swag that you want to sell to your clients. Like for instance, your Cue It Up is a podcast, but you and I have collaborated and you were the first to get launched with Fast and Loose Collabs. And, you know, you're not an apparel company, but it's definitely something cool to have to generate revenue, to generate marketing, and get the word out about who you are, what you do.
And building a brand.
And plus, it's just fun.
The building a brand is definitely the most important thing with why I wanted to do it is the podcast is a podcast, yes, but there, especially in the social media age these days, you got to have a brand and you got to really have that promoted. And swag is the best way to do it, I think, because people are proud to wear your stuff and they're proud to endorse it. I mean, that's the brand building. That was the biggest reason why I wanted to do it.
Yeah. And somebody paying you to advertise your brand is pretty awesome. And so what I've built is a platform for any brand to jump in and get their apparel online quickly. I'm not charging anybody any initial setup fees. There's no monthly fees. It's a way for you to be able to make money selling your apparel at no cost to you. There are some fees, but all the fees that I charge are optional. It's for extra stuff that goes beyond what I'm offering as a standard basis for hosting your apparel. So you don't even pay things like web hosting fees or any of that stuff. I take care of all that. I have a network of vendors to sell the products that are actually printed. I use a main vendor called Printful, and they are an on-demand printing service that I have a partnership with. And so my whole company's setup is based on that. I don't print anything myself. I don't warehouse anything. I'm not sitting on tons of inventory like I know a lot of apparel companies do in and out of the apparel industry. That kind of model doesn't work for me because I work full-time. This is something I do for fun. It's a creative outlet for me, and it's definitely something that is needed in an industry that doesn't have the kind of collateral and kind of money or time to put together websites. I mean, putting together a website is not only time-consuming, it's going to cost you money, but doing it right is also important. And so I've created a network of different products you can quickly sell, either just by putting your logo on there or, you know, creating something that's a little bit more creative that is not just your logo, but maybe it's a cool graphic or cool artwork or photography with your logo. So it's sort of like a jump start to getting your business online and selling apparel. And there's no strings attached. You can cancel whenever you want. Just give me a couple of weeks or about a month to let me know that you want to, you know, jump off. But there's no strings attached. I'm not holding you to some crazy contract. And sometimes this might be good for a brand that maybe wants to get out there and doesn't have their infrastructure together yet. And so, hey, let's just sell t-shirts temporarily this way. Now, I'll be really transparent and let you know that you're not going to make a ton of money right off the bat, especially since your costs are going to be a little bit higher and your profit, you know, the profits that you want to make are up to you. But, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder to sell a $30 shirt than a $20 shirt, obviously. So you can make as much money as you want, but you have to be aware that, you know, what the market is demanding, how much people are willing to pay. Having said that, you would make more money by ordering in bulk of a particular shirt or hats or whatever, and then selling it with a higher margin. That's not how I'm set up. I'm set up to quickly hit the ground running. People can order your products on my website as one-offs. There's no minimums. And the cost of that is that each product is printed or embroidered individually one at a time. And this partner that I work with is a great source for that. On-demand customizable printing has been in the works for the last decade. And it's now in e-commerce. And there are a lot of vendors who offer it, but a lot of the vendors that offer it don't do it right. They don't do it well. They don't do it efficiently. And they don't do it in a seamless way that integrates your brand with a product that ships to a customer in a really nice package. And so I offer that. And I'm only taking a very small sales commission of 20% for each product that's sold. So if you have a t-shirt and you want to make $5 per t-shirt, I'm probably going to make about $1.50 or whatever it is, 20% of that. Not very much for myself. It's more, and what I'm getting out of it is people visiting my website. I'm generating visitors to my website, and people that are checking out for your products could potentially be buying my products. And that's the sort of quote-unquote catch for why I'm doing this free of charge to anybody who wants to jump on. Now, as I mentioned, that there are some fees. Like I would charge you for design fees if you want me to come up with a new creative look for your brand. Maybe you have Joe's Cues, and Joe's Cues is just the logo Joe's Cues, but maybe you want to have some kind of creative t-shirt created. Maybe it's a photo of somebody shooting with your cue, or maybe it's a cool line work design that complements your cue and how you, you know, make your cues, and it's got your inlays and whatnot. Like something like that is kind of fun to do. I am a limited resource for designing because I'm going to have multiple collaborators that I'm working with. And so my time is already limited. I don't spend a whole lot of time working with the collaboration project. So I encourage collaborators to seek outside designers, or I can help them link up with a designer that is going to be able to get their brand to a really cool state and not charge them an arm and a leg for design work. I also, you know, do charge fees for like adding new products. If, you know, the standard I haven't really set up yet, but it's something like offering 5 products off the bat, you know, your standard t-shirt, maybe 1 or 2 different t-shirts, a baseball cap, maybe a patch, maybe a hoodie, depending on what part of the country you're in. Like, you know, hoodies are still selling really well up in Wisconsin, but nobody's really buying hoodies over here in Southern California. So, based on your region, maybe something makes a little bit more sense for you.
Must be nice to be 85 degrees all year long.
Yeah, right now I'm outside and there's some clouds in the sky, but I think it's like 76 degrees. It's gorgeous out here, but I'm sure it's not the case in Wisconsin.
Not quite, no.
Yeah. So the way that this typically works is you'll get set up. I'll put together some products for you based on what your needs are, what you think you want. And then every time you make a sale, I let you know, I send you an invoice or I send you a sales confirmation email that describes exactly the product that was bought, who bought it. And at the end of the month, all of those orders, you get paid out for. So on the first of every month, paying out everybody that has been selling their products. And you'll be able to, it's very transparent. You can see all the orders that you've generated, how much profit you made, which products are selling the most of, where they're selling. You know, that gives you a lot of insight to maybe I need to advertise more here, more there. And it's a very simple system that I've set up for anybody to jump on. And like I said, you could potentially make more money by printing these yourself at a local printer, you know, gathering a bunch of inventory. Your costs are going to be much lower, but you've got all that inventory to take care of. You got to put it in your garage, you got to fold it, you got to ship it, you got to pack it, you got to get a shipping service. I take care of all that stuff for you. You have nothing to worry about when it comes to that. And that's something that isn't offered anywhere in the industry right now. And so I've actually launched this with you, Nate, and queue it up. So if you went to fastandloosedesigns.com or even queue it up, I think it's queuedappodcast.com, your website. Is that what it is?
Correct.
Yeah. So either of those websites, you'll be able to see, you know, your product. The other brand that I've launched, which we just announced a few days ago, is Pool Is Not Dead. As many of you, you know, I know that you know, and many of your listeners know, Pool Is Not Dead is the biggest Facebook group in the world. I think it has something like 40 or 50,000 group members, and it's massive. I'm pretty sure it's taking over in terms of a forum, more so than probably even AZ Billiards. I don't know what AZ Billiards numbers are like, but the amount of people flowing in, posting, commenting, sharing, the collaboration in that group is massive, and it's by far the biggest pool group in the industry. And so we collaborated with Pool Is Not Dead. I'm working with Barbara Lee, and I actually designed their logo many years ago. And so I've put together some products. We're going to be launching more products in the coming weeks, including patches, possibly towels, more different t-shirt designs, hats, you name it. The demand is going to be there. I know that people are going to start asking for, hey, I'd like to see maybe a long sleeve shirt or something really cool along those lines. And so we'll be adding more products as we go along, as well as your page. You know, you and I have talked, and I'm sure that you have ideas for new products you want to add. We also launched with a local pool league in Southern California in the South Bay area. They're called the South Bay 8-Ball League, and it's a great league. I used to play in it, and so I know the guy who runs it. His name's Curtis, and he and I talked, and he actually, his league is the league that sort of got me thinking about how I can create a collaboration tool with different people around the country. So even pool leagues, if you own or run a pool league, or maybe you're just a team captain and you want your team members to be able to quickly buy a new t-shirt if they want, host your t-shirt design there. And you never have to worry about, you know, oh shoot, Vegas is coming up. I need to get a big order in for my team. Those days are, you know, that's not a necessary way to go about ordering shirts. You could easily you know, work as a, you know, as the leader for your team in selling shirts or hats or even patches. So it's very broad reaching. You don't have to be the owner of a brand. Something that I've encountered a lot as a designer in the industry is people come up to me with t-shirt ideas, and a lot of times they're really cool ideas, or sometimes they're not, but a lot of times they're off brand for what I sell. I have a particular flavor for the kind of t-shirts that I sell. I stick to a certain sort of flavor, and I have these great ideas that come at me, and I'm like, oh man, it'd be really cool if I had a place for them to sell that idea themselves, and they would own it. Like if you're selling a t-shirt that's maybe like, hey, you know, an action or a gambling t-shirt, but it's not something that I really want to represent for my brand, but maybe, you know, Joe Schmo wants to sell that. I'll allow him to sell it. He'll make the profits on it. I'll take a very small percentage of that. And it's a cool thing for him to say that he owns, you know, hey, I've got this cool t-shirt that I made, and maybe he's going to make more and upload more and send them to me, and I'll get them set up on the website, and he'll be able to sell as many or as little as he wants based on how he advertises it. So it's a really exciting collaboration tool that I'm really excited to announce. And I'm glad I'm able to announce it to your audience, because I know you've got a massive audience of people that I guarantee there's people out there that own a brand or an idea that could really use a tool like this. And so one thing that I'm pretty transparent about as well is that I'm not going to hold anybody to a contract that's going to keep them from also going to other apparel. So like one thing that I don't sell that I cannot do as one-offs is polos. I had attempted to sell polos for a short while. I had a line called Fast and Loose Sport, and it was a really difficult endeavor for me because my whole business model is based on-demand printing, one-offs, and polos simply cannot really be sold that way. They're embroidered, and sometimes there's vinyl heat transfers, and it's not something that is cost-effective. The prices that I was going to sell them at were really, really, really high, and it wasn't something that I wanted to do. It was going to require manual labor. I was going to have to physically ship the items myself, and so polos are not something that I offer, unfortunately, but hopefully down the line I'll have a vendor that can offer that as an on-demand printing option. So anything that's digitally printed is what I offer, plus embroidery on things like hats.
So I guess that gives a pretty good background as to what you're doing and how you're doing it. Who are you hoping to get involved with this, or who are you planning to meet with in the future about potentially setting this up with?
Well, without giving any names, there are some mid-level to low-level, you know, brands and companies, but I'm also going to be targeting and reaching out to some bigger names in the industry, you know, household brands. And my goal there is a lot of, you know, mainstream brands that we know in the industry, from cue makers to chalk makers to, you know, streamers. They all have the potential to market their brand in a much broader sense with apparel. And so I've already prepared a handful of proposals that I'll be hopefully distributing the rest of this month. It's like I mentioned, it's a lot of work, but I'm going to try my best to really get the attention of some bigger names, because that'll then attract more of the mid-level and lower-level brands that are in existence. So I do have some pretty big goals for getting this to market. And really, once it goes live, these collaborations, they run themselves. A lot of it is automated. So if somebody checks out, they pay for shipping, all that, I get a notification, I send that over to you, we get the money, and then at the end of the month, I pay you out for it. So I'm really excited to see how this engine is going to run and how it's going to run mostly on an automated basis. It's going to be exciting to see also brands that you know of selling apparel. Like, there's plenty of brands in the industry that we don't see any apparel for. I would love to see some of those brands come to life and really market themselves from that perspective, because we all love wearing cool stuff to pool league night, but sometimes all you wear is a logo. I'd love to see, you know, myself and other brands collaborate with other designers or artists to to create some really cool graphics for the industry. I think it's going to just generate a lot of creativity for the industry that I'm sure that we'd love to see.
Yeah, for sure. I know that the Tuesday night pool league that I play on now, every single week that I show up now, there's always a bunch of people that are in queued up gear swag, whether it's sweatshirts now or hoodies or, you know, having the towels or patches. So it's pretty cool to see.
You've got firsthand experience for how your brand has come to life in just a short period, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I will say that, so anybody that's interested in either finding out more or actually becoming a collaborator, to reach out to me. You can also reach out to me through Nate, if you're, you know, not familiar with me or my website. My website's fastandloosedesigns.com. That's a letter N. And I will say that I've been getting some interest, but now that I'm going to be speaking about it and advertising, I'm getting a lot more. So I might get, you know, inundated with a lot of collaborators. So if you reach out to me and you don't hear back right away, be patient. I'll respond to your emails and I'll let you know how we can get you on board. Because I definitely want to have a good chunk of collaborators in the next month.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess that's a pretty good rundown of what you are starting up. Is there anything else that you'd want to cover?
No, that's it. I appreciate it, Nate, and I appreciate your fan base for tuning in.
Yeah. All right. Well, Chris, thanks for joining me again this week, and till we chat again.
Thanks a lot, Nate. Take it easy, buddy.
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. If you like what you've heard and you listen through iTunes, please subscribe and leave a rating. It helps others find the podcast. As always, thank you to our sponsors, Jacoby Custom Cues, Cody's Cue Therapy, Jeff Glaz's CBD for Life Global, the Wisconsin Billiards Hall of Fame, The Rocks Sports Bar and Grill, the IQ Practice Cue Ball, and the Wisconsin Pool Player Society. If you like what you hear, consider supporting the people who support the podcast. I would also like to take this time to thank Matt Kitzman, Robert Miller, Natasha, Kurt Elliott, Scott Doolian, Corey Smith, William Sutherland, and Mike Teasy for their help to market the podcast to a larger audience. Lastly, I would like to thank my cousin Andrew Mindum for his band Hey Captain Knight's music as segment and filler music to the podcast. If you like what you hear, you can find all of his music at heycaptainknight.bandcamp.com, and Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T.